The coalition of environmental and conservation groups claim the Canadian energy firm Enbridge Energy is considering using an existing oil pipeline to ship Canadian tar sands oil between Montreal and Portland. The coalition released the report, Going in Reverse, the Tar Sands Oil Threat to Central Canada and New England, on Tuesday. Vermont Public Interest Research Group clean energy advocate Ben Walsh explains that tar sands oil is different than conventional crude oil.
Tar sands, essentially, in order to actually get the oil into a usable state, you need to heat the tar sands up significantly and essentially boil the oil out of them. Then in order to get them through a pipeline, you need to mix them with natural gas substances, keep them at a very high temperature and at a very high pressure, and pump them through, in this case, pipes that were never designed for this kind of a process or this kind of a material. It's essentially, you could think of it as like a liquid asphalt or almost a liquid sandpaper going through these 60-year-old pipes in Vermont. But let's be clear, they're not going through now, but the possibility is there, and that's why we released the report today, was to highlight that danger.
Because the tar sands oil would be pumped through pipelines that were not designed for the substance, Vermont Natural Resources Council Energy Program Director Johanna Miller says the potential for spills and accidents are much greater.
It's a far more abrasive, gritty, and corrosive material than typical crude oil. And we would suggest there is a need to do significant upgrade because the pipeline is 62 years old. But the plan is not to retrofit or overhaul or create a new line, which means that, you know, maybe it doesn't have construction impact. It also means that it has no job benefit for Vermonters. And so we believe that there's a lot of risk and no reward for this kind of proposal in Vermont.
National Wildlife Federation Northeast Regional Executive Director Curtis Fisher says over a three-year period, pipelines that have transported tar sands fuel have had three times the number of spills than conventional oil lines.
35 years ago, there was an oil spill in Vermont from this pipeline. So spills happen. And what we're concerned about is the increased risk of this new substance that they're trying to flow through the dirty tar sands. If it is released into the environment, it really is dangerous because it has a much more immediate and direct impact on wildlife and, of course, in terms of drinking water. They're having problems cleaning up the Kalamazoo River because of this substance.
Enbridge spokesman Graham White told WAMC late Tuesday afternoon that they do not own any pipelines in New England, and the line in question is owned by the Portland-Montreal Pipeline Company. He said it would be inappropriate to make comments in a region where they have no operations. White continued on to note that the project the Environmental Coalition is referring to is a defunct effort from 3 or 4 years ago, and he emphasized that they are not pursuing it in any way. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.